Welcome to your favorite radio station, Jam 99.5, and your favorite segment, Let's Talk About That, with your host, Jamie Lynn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's segment of Let's Talk About That. Today, we have Jan Martel joining us to talk about Life of Pi 2.0.
Hello, everybody. I would first like to thank Jamie for having me on her show.
You know you're always welcome here, Jan. So let's talk about the book Life of Pi 2.0. What did you change?
Well, Jamie, I took out all of part 3 because I decided that I wanted people to come up with their own reason why Pi could have survived with the animals, if they are actually animals in his story, and to give them a chance to make up what they want the ending to look like.
That is a very good idea, and it's a good way to induce conversations in book clubs and throughout your fan base. Also, there's a few rumors going around that you wrote a chapter in the point of view of Richard Parker, telling the story to his lion cub.
Is this true?
Yes.
That rumor is correct. I had lots of fans ask me to write a chapter in the point of view of Richard Parker, because they wanted to know what happened to him. So I thought, why not write a chapter to show them about how his life turned out, and what he thought about the whole adventure.
What a great idea, and a good way to end off Life of Pi version 2.0. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's talk about that on 99.5 Jam FM. We hope you come back soon to talk about your future books.
Thank you for having me, and allowing me to talk about Life of Pi 2.0.
This was Jamie from your favorite station, 99.5 Jam FM. We hope we will see you next time on Let's Talk About That.